Some folks feel I might owe an amend to the walrus for being too offensive, so I wondered what brand of cigarettes he preferred skinning up with. Mind you, on my welfare payments, I might just send him some King Rizzler. I'm more Dippy the Dinosaur than Dippy Hippie. Hard science over the New Age movement. How many addicts does it take to change a light bulb? One, but it takes a roomful to share the experience. When it comes to sex addicts, it's like a load of warty toads getting on top of each other in a group to be the first to give the newcomer a hug and fertilise the frog spawn. Show them tough love with the new rage movement. Right on the nose. Flash Harry got filled up by St. Trinians. So much for Flash Saver of the Universe. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Of course, I'm a bit of an obtuse angle and am merely playing on words as the shock jock. Some people say they like a rise anyway, so only play lip service to the steps. Personally, I don't like to use a lift, so decided to stay grounded and got off at the first available floor. Things went a bit wrong in the glass elevator for Michael Jackson, hence moonwalking off the roof is best left to bad. In the hull, we'd have just thrown them down the stairs of A-Wing for a laugh. Perhaps I should script write for Fletcher and Porridge. Like many a man of virtue, I am oft time visited at night by visions of sucker boy. Now I'm a bit older, I prefer a slightly younger woman, as I need my iron supplement to keep it up. I tried Monge 2, but I find French gets a bit complicated when there's three in a bed. More crossed wires than electric blue, and although sparks will fly, I don't want to short circuit my mouse. As a man behaving badly, I do enjoy a bit of vampirism during the monthly cycle of the moon, or rather when the ladies are on the blob, as I told Doc Martin. David Mitchell of the Comedy Club challenged me to write some jokes about the Alliance and Lester's, so I thought if you see Uncle Fester making a deposit in the kids' piggy bank, you might want to ask for a DNA test. Or decide to use an angle grinder to slice his salami. There's a reason why Uncle Fester keeps being given the electric shock treatment. Morticia would like to see him with electric blue lips. Death rattle to the kiddie fiddlers. And I'm not talking the kind of rattle baby face has to defend themselves in their pushchair. Some say little cobblers is all we tell the kids, but if they end up wearing feeler, you can only blame it on their sitting on Uncle Fester's lap for too long. Apparently, they had the same problem with Chuck Berry. Peter Rabbit threw some rotten fruit in their direction. The problem some people have getting beyond the mask of some of the folks on TV is that it's all just an act. Once past the facade, you could easily be calling Jimmy Savile a very nice man. Of course, the fact he used to like visiting Broadmoor as his idea of a blind date should have been a clue that he fixed it for a few too many kids. Call the NSPCC, there's a medallion man hanging around the playground, and it's not just that he likes to swing with the yummy mummies. On the magic roundabout, if Russell wants a debate on spirituality, I suggest he goes and sits in a fairy ring of mushrooms and talks to himself. I like a portobello myself. I waved goodbye to the Cafe Society Recovery with Paddington the Bear after a cup of herbal with Jodie Lawrence. The Witchfinder General couldn't see her for dust. I do worry about Davina these days. I've seen a few exercise junkies and you can only assume the rabbit's running low on batteries. I didn't forgive my mother either. She had mad cow disease. Having conceived at 15 to a 20-something alcoholic, she failed to see why I was upset she abandoned me in infancy to his care. She's not going to amend that, even if she gets off the Valium. Is it any wonder I'm still in therapy? And I don't mean with a nun. Danny Dyer is proving to be a real East End hero rather than a dirty dog for a double D. It's not all carry on camping, but Babs is still sorely missed.